You are now listening to the 1v1 podcast.
And just like that, we are live. You know what's crazy? It's crazy that a lot of people out here are getting their news from a lot of journalists, a lot of insiders, a lot of motherfuckers who claim that they want to be journalists, but really they're just fanboys. We're going to get into that. But first, I want to announce that this is a solo dolo podcast today. As you can hear, my homie, Chaotic, the co-host, isn't here today. He's away, and apparently he has the flu. What he told me, man. I want to hear some more about that, because he just told me like last night, and that shit was crazy. Apparently he took a flight, landed, and apparently got sick. Shout out to the homie. Y'all give him wishes, well wishes and prayers. You know what I'm saying? And a bowl of ramen, and maybe some chicken noodle soup and some Sprite, maybe a cranberry Sprite. Anyway, let's get into it. This is 1v1 Podcast. Welcome back to episode number 70. Again, this is your boy, Mr. S300, solo doing it. And y'all see the title. It's the biggest thing going on right now. The Insomniac leaks, the Sony leaks is what we're all here for. So let's get into it. First one I want to talk about is going back to what I was kind of previously saying about insiders and, you know, so-called journalists. These motherfuckers out here are quick to befriend any studio, any platform, any big billion-dollar corporation out here that's willing to give them free shit. We know this, right? We know this. I hope to God at this point, we know this already, right? You get these big ass statues, figurines, double digital deluxe editions, you know, and they get them for free, and they go, oh, shout out to Bethesda, Insomniac, Naughty Dog, you know, like all these other companies and shit. Me personally, I never took what these people say seriously. Never did. It all started from IGN, but it kind of trickled down to a lot of people that I now used to watch, and people who I just never even bother entertaining. So we're gonna touch on Kinda Funny Podcast. It's a podcast, but mostly ran by the industry type. Come on, you know what I'm saying? Let's not kid ourselves. But Kinda Funny Podcast, known for covering a whole lot of leaks, a whole lot of gaming news, and you know, so forth. And of course, when this Insomniac leaks happened, they was very quick to come out and say, yeah, we're not covering it. We're not covering it. It's not happening. Don't look forward to it. End of story. Which left everybody and even people in their own community to even just come out and be like, what? Wait, hey, what? Huh? Y'all not covering these leaks? Bro, these leaks is juicy. It's the biggest thing happening probably like this year besides Baldur's Gate 3. Like, this is insane amount of detail, and I'm finna get into most of it. I can't obviously go through all of it because these motherfuckers released apparently 1.7 terabytes. Let me say it again, 1.7 terabytes of data. Data, that means images, files, and just all kinds of other, you know how small those files are? They can be down to a kilobyte, bruh. The highest can be like a megabyte, maybe a gig, you know? So that all adds up to be fucking terabyte. Like, God, almost 2 terabytes. Oh my God. Anyway, it's just insane. Before we really jump into it, honestly, I do want to put this out there though. I honestly do understand why this is a problem. Like, I've been seeing it kind of happening, you know, a little slowly here and there, you know, whatever. Rockstar, Capcom, you know, had their shit hacked and thrown out there to the public and shit like that. It sucks, But obviously, like, especially since it's people's personal information going out there, that really sucks. That's part of it that I don't condone at all. I don't condone that. People's personal information can be out there. Identities can be stolen. Credit card information can be stolen. People's own addresses can be stolen. That's dangerous. It's crazy, bro. And of course, I don't condone it. But I'm gonna be real with you. Them leaks are still juicy, so we still gonna talk about it, though. We just gonna be real about it. So, Kinda Funny Podcast, again, known for just doing a lot of topics about different things. When it came to Xbox this year, of course, a lot of stuff they talked about. You know, it's a lot of stuff that happened with Xbox this year, good and some bad, right? Then you got over here with PlayStation, you got it's good and you got it's bad. Capcom, same way, you know, Rockstar, when that happened this year as well, same thing. But when it comes to this Insomniac leak coming from the PlayStation side, they don't want to talk about this, though. They are comfortable with talking about almost every other leak. It's all leaks. The Suicide Squad leaks, again, Rockstar, you know, releasing GTA 6, the GTA 6 trailer itself, they talked about it before it even came out, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong on that one, but I definitely know they talked about the leaks beforehand. Capcom leaks. And the reason the main guy, Greg Miller, came out and just stated, yeah, we're not doing it. We're just gonna, you know, focus on the humanity part of it, and we're not gonna indulge in it. It's like, huh? What? First of all, let me play word for word what he's talking about on here. Cause I don't get it. Let's see here.
No, Insomniac was held ransom by some cyber hackers, the types, you know what I mean, saying that they wanted $2 million or they'd release a whole bunch of Insomniac files. And they did that. Insomniac did not give them the money. The hackers released the files, and now the internet.
Apparently, they also wanted $2 million. They wanted $2 million, basically, for the information. And apparently, from what I'm seeing around the internet, Sony wanted to set up a payment plan, which is fucking weird for a $1 billion company. Like, come on, you talking like you moving like me, Sony? can I get it on layaway type shit? You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Internet is in flames as all sorts of information about Wolverine, Insomniac, personal data of the developers, and so much more is floating around. This has led to a giant conversation about how this should be handled in reporting video game news.
It's funny how now it's all about how we should handle. Anyway, let me.
I wanted to come to you and talk to you about how we'll approach it on Kinda Funny Games Daily today. Today, we will not go into the details of this leak. We will instead talk about the human component. All the developers at Insomniac who just had years and years of work published when it was not ready to be seen.
Tragic. That is sad.
Information published when it was not ready to be seen. Contracts published when they were not ready to be talked about. And of course, their own personal information shared against their will. This is an invasion of their privacy, done in one of the most malicious ways possible. So today on Games Daily, we will focus on the human element of this.
The human element of this whole debacle. So let me just ask this, bro. Did you focus on the humanity part, the whole humanity side of this whole thing with this hacking and leaking personal information and, you know, games that was in the making? Did you focus on that when it came to Capcom, Rockstar, the Suicide Squad? I'm just saying, all that was out there. All these games wasn't finished. It was old, tested. Gameplay that we saw wasn't meant to be seen. A bunch of files, you know, a lot of times wasn't meant to be seen. But I mean, hell, look at the Nvidia leak. That leaked a whole bunch of games we knew that was coming to PC. Wasn't meant to be out there. Contracts we wasn't supposed to see. But y'all was clearly talking about all those leaks. Giddy about it. But when it came to Insomniac, who, by the way, let me throw this out there, apparently scan this guy, Greg Miller, and another guy from the show into the game, into the Spider-Man 2 game. So you're talking about two people who are journalists, gaming journalists, who is not only like, you know, a little buddy, buddy, chum, chum with them, but they're also in that game that they obviously praised. And now when they became the victim, which they are a victim of a hacking situation and a stuff got leaked, instead of you being the gaming journalist that you are and reporting on it, you would rather play favoritism. Listen, I understand, you know, you can be, you know, friends, you can make relationships, you know, in this game industry or really any industry, but you have to be fair. You have to be. You have to report the news. You have to be neutral as possible when it comes to this shit. I understand that you can sit here and be like, oh, you know, I do have a relationship with them. You know, we hung out. I got scared into the game. But you have to be fair. Fair is fair. People want to sit and talk about, oh, now we know it's bad. Now, you know, try to stick up for them. Now we know not to do that. What they did before with the Suicide Squad game and the Red and the Rockstar game, we know that's bad now. It's like, well, okay, so are they going to take down those videos? Are they going to take down the Capcom video? They'll sit there and go, the reason why they're not really doing this one is because it's personal information. What about Capcom? What about Capcom? Exactly. Egg fucking exactly. Favoritism, people. Hypocrisy at its finest. And it's looking like something that we won't begin to short away from, because a lot of people, not only him, but a lot of other people in the game industry have decided to just be like, oh, we're not going to talk about it. It's a shame for Insomniac, which it is. It really is. But it's news. You have to report on the news. You're a journalist. What's the point of you being a journalist if you're just here for the free shit? Like, if you're not going to report the news, you're just here for the free shit? Is that it? Was held ransom. I don't want to hear nothing from you. Shut up. you just here for the free stuff? Look, I understand the free stuff is nice, right? Everybody can use a little figurine, you know, stay in the bedroom, use a couple of free games, you know, maybe some backstage passes or some of these events. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can use that. But at the same time, where do we go as consumers to find information that's not bias, that's not favoritism in the game industry? Where do we go? Because isn't like everywhere we go is always some kind of favoritism. Maybe for PlayStation, maybe for Nintendo. Hell, maybe if you fuck around on YouTube, you can find somebody for Xbox. Don't say there's too many of them, but hey, there's... You know, it's somebody out there. Fuck it. It's somebody. I'm just saying. When are we going to start holding these motherfuckers accountable? On their video, I think they got like 2,000 dislikes, which is good, but it really needs to be more. This is ridiculous, bro. I'm not saying that people go over there and just start, you know, disliking them and start, you know, harassing. Don't do that. Obviously, do not do that. But I'm just saying. We need to start holding people more accountable to this shit, and it needs to stop, bro. Like, it's like, fine, if you're going to have a relationship with these people, fine, but just be neutral. Be neutral. That's it. Anyway, going back to what I was saying about Insomniac. A lot of things leaked, man. A lot of things leaked. I saw that the gameplay for the Wolverine. They did a... they recorded, I guess, a test for it. It's one of those like alpha tests they had that it was running on or something like that. And I can't lie to you, it looks damn near ready. Like it doesn't look ready, but it's there. You see where it's gonna go, obviously. And it doesn't look bad, honestly. I can't really judge it that much since it's obviously, you know, not meant to be seen. It's not meant to be played. So I can't fully judge it, but I will say it's fine, but it's nothing that I'm impressed with so far. I'm not impressed with. And apparently, from what I'm seeing, there is med kits in the game, apparently. So there's obviously leaks going around, and people have saw some of these other gameplay clips from Wolverine where they're testing the game. And apparently now Wolverine throws knives. and the motherfucker has smoke bombs and med kits. Look, I understand. Insomniac's going through a lot right now. And especially Sony right now, because them leaks is telling me that they live in paycheck to paycheck. I'm just going with what the document said. You know what I'm saying? They look like they're going through a little paycheck to paycheck period. But you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. But with these leaks though, with some of this information, it's looking kind of iffy for that Wolverine game. I can't lie. Crafting smoke bombs and knives and med kits in this game is not exactly what I was looking forward to when it comes to Wolverine game. I mean, my God, he's part of the X-Men, people. He's part of the X-Men. Why does he need med kits to heal himself? Doesn't he have antimanium? It's something like that where he can just regen and just regen his health. That's it. Why does he need med kits in here? Like, this is already kind of just giving me I'm giving a very hard side eye to them right now, Insomniac. Hard side eye, because what the fuck is this, bro? The gameplay was already looking kind of, you know, whatever. Looks like Spider-Man mixed with a little bit of, not really God of War. Last time, you know, they said it looked like God of War, but this doesn't give me God of War. It gives me more Spider-Man, maybe more Batman a little bit, you know? I mean, obviously it's all around the Batman Arkham kind of style of games, but this is really giving me more of that. I don't know how, but I'm really giving more of that. I'm really feeling more of that energy here. Yeah, I'm just not, I don't know, man. I don't know. The med kits and the smoke bombs, like, and also I was looking for more gore. Obviously it's not done, so it's not gonna be limbs flying everywhere, but shit, I haven't seen one video about it though. I ain't gonna lie, it's giving me some red flags for me personally. It's giving me some red flags because I want it to be gory and kind of bloody, you know what I'm saying? You know, man, I'm trying some bloody shoes out here, no Cardi. And it's just like, it doesn't give me that. I remember back in the day on the 360, that X-Men Origins game, I was looking for something like that for here. I know it's on there, you know, they bright, colorful, and PG. I mean, goddamn, just look at the Spider-Man games, but come on. You can't for one just hook your boy up with a hard rated M Wolverine game, please. Pretty please, bitch. Come on, I just need it, bro. I need this Wolverine game to be violent. I don't want it to be like another Spider-Man game. Anyway, yeah, so far it looks okay. I can't obviously show it to you or, you know, link to where any of this shit is, because a lot of these motherfuckers who apparently got the actual game, the dev built game, on PC, and it's playing on PC. That's even more wilder. How the hell did it come out on PC? Well, I know how, but people are playing it first on PC before it lands even on PlayStation. And apparently even more than that, hackers have modded a game to where if you have an Xbox Series X or S, and you have the developing tools on there, you can play it on there, basically. So there's some people out there probably somewhere in the world playing Wolverine on Xbox before PlayStation players. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that crazy? That's crazy as hell. I just find it funny, bro. I just find it funny as fuck, because a lot of these motherfuckers is just, you know, a lot of these PlayStation diehard fans out here is like, oh, Wolverine's gonna be for the PlayStation players. Yeah. And it's just, I'm sorry a little bit, but I'm not really sorry. Anyway, going on to the next topic that I find about these leaks. Apparently Insomniac is looking for some inspirations from Hellblade 2. So this is a first of the first that we've seen firsthand from a PlayStation studio, or just PlayStation really in general, of talks of looking at Xbox games and being like, oh shit, we gotta copy that formula. Because a lot of times with this industry, with PlayStation, is that everybody does what PlayStation does. They do the cinematic games, they always sell the most, they get the most press, everybody loves them, and everybody like to put them on these high pedestals, and they always look at Xbox as if it's like, oh, those Xbox games, man, we don't want to fuck with them Xbox games, bro. And so they always kind of like make them like less than what they really are. So I think it's just funny now that the inside talks that's going on with Insomniac is saying that, yo, we gotta step our shit up. We can't be out here looking like any old regular type of game when you got Hellblade coming out next year. So I kind of see what they're talking about with this one. So it goes on to say, Insomniac Games has been the target of us, you know, obviously. The hacks and leaks is going on, and one of the leaked slideshows shows Hellblade 2 and Insomniac Games want to match the visual arts of basically Hellblade 2. So personally, I think it'll be a dub. I think it'll be a go if you get the right amount of graphic, you know, fidelity and resolution and stuff like that in the right hands, like the engine that they're using over there in Hellblade 2. I think in the hands of Insomniac, you know, if they do get as close to that, I do think that they can make some pretty good games with it, because they do make good games, but it's just that it's not graphically impressive. You know, the Last of Us looks great, can't lie, looks amazing, but the gameplay is boring as shit. It's the same thing as Uncharted and The Last of Us, like the other Last of Us. The Last of Us, the last. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So, I would like to see it, you know, it'll look great, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know, maybe if they switch to a different engine. I don't know what kind of engine they're using for Spider-Man and Wolverine and them, but I don't know. Especially when all them leaks is also showing that Sony is not doing that. It's not doing that well as a lot of people thought they were, because a lot of people seem to think that for some reason that console sales seem to matter the most than game sales. I want people to understand this right here, right now. Console sales don't mean shit nowadays, bro. I feel like I have to say this nowadays, because a lot of people don't understand this shit. They think it's the 90s or the early 2000s. Like, bro, these companies don't make profit off of this no more. They don't make profit off these consoles. And if they do, it's a very small profit. It's a very small profit. Sony's making very little money on their consoles. Matter of fact, I'm all over the place because there's so much news that came out of this shit. Apparently, Marvel and Sony signed an agreement that they have to sell a certain amount of numbers of copies of their Marvel games with the console. Well, not with the console, but, you know, a certain amount of copies had to be sold with PlayStation. I think it was like 6 million. They have to sell 6 million copies on them. Now, I think it is about to hit 6 million or about to hit 10 million of copies on Spider-Man 2, but it just brings in more of a fact that they're trying heavily with bundling this game with consoles. And you know, you see a lot of times, you know, you see a lot of times these companies, they bundle a game with an Xbox or a PlayStation or Nintendo, but I know PlayStation's been doing it really hard. They're doing it with Call of Duty, they're doing it with Spider-Man, and it's everywhere. It's fucking everywhere. And now, I see why. Boy, they gotta get them contracts, bro. They gotta get up on them numbers. Get the numbers going. Hey, I ain't mad at them about that. I 6 million. And it says that they can't back out of the contract. And if they do, they have to pay like millions of dollars, obviously, I think they call it the breakup fee. They have to pay like millions of dollars in breakup fee. Like, that shit is crazy. PlayStation got themselves into a bind, bro. God damn. Marvel got these motherfuckers in a blender. Yeah, I think that was interesting. I think it's interesting that Insomniac's taking more notes from Xbox games now instead of it being the other way around, you know? Which is funny because this is like a PlayStation game. So it's now Xbox took notes from PlayStation, but now PlayStation. It's like that PlayStation's taking notes from Xbox from their own strategy from PlayStation. It's weird like that. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, my boy. Let's see. What's the next one? Oh, yeah. Okay, so another one about these Insomniac leaks is apparently PlayStation. This is apparently from these leaks now, so you know it could happen or could not. We don't know yet. It hasn't been concrete yet. So apparently PlayStation is reportedly planning on selling games in parts for $50 each, raising overall prices to $80 or to $100, bruh. So basically, Sony's planning on releasing Spider-Man 3 in three parts. Two parts for the main game, and the other parts will be multiplayer separately. And the grand total for all those parts all three of them will be $150, bro. You heard a question. $150. Fucking Spider-Man for three pieces of content for that's like paying $150 for the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 or 3. Because it has the campaign, it has the store, it has the campaign, it has the multiplayer, and it has the zombies. That's like paying $150 for that. Bro, ain't no fucking way. I have always said that Sony, man, they're fucking greedy as shit. They greedy in the motherfucker, bro. Like, they are so goddamn greedy. This is giving me the PS3 era, right? When it was about to drop. And they released that motherfucker at $600. It's giving that type of energy, bro. Like, I've been saying this on this podcast. I said it on my Twitter account, which, by the way, you should follow me, Mr. Testmeandre, on Twitter. I said on there that it just seems like Sony's business practices are hella fucking greedy for no reason. And I knew it was going to be Sony who did it first when it comes to those $70 games. They was the first out of three platforms to do it first. Out of PlayStation, out of Xbox, and out of Nintendo, Sony was the first one to do it. I've been trying to tell y'all, bro. They are greedy. These people are greedy, bro. They're greedy as hell. Just because y'all going through y'all own struggles will not mean that you have to reach into our pockets, bro. You signed that contract with Marvel. Y'all have to make sure y'all sell those y'all have to make sure y'all sell those games, bro. That's not me. Yeah, damn, quit trying to reach into my goddamn pockets. This shit is ridiculous, bro. $150 for that content? Holy. Hey, I'm seeing people, oh, that's good. That's amazing, bro. I will definitely pay $150 for that. That's quality. That's good quality. What are you talking about, bro? $150 for three pieces of content? Only three? $450? Nah, bro. That's good. If I ever see games get to that price, bro, I'm gonna be honest. I'm living my life on the sea. I'm pirating every single game I have. You can tell them I said it. You can tell them I said it. Right? Bro, I can't with this, bro. It's getting hella greedy out here nowadays. And I feel like a lot of people are just okay with it because the casuals are so much in control of this shit. They're willing to throw money at everything and anything that they don't know what the value of it is. They don't know. And so they just throw money at it, and it just keeps ballooning. This is why. Anyway. Well, besides this whole debacle, we're going to talk about another, a little less, you know, worrisome of a debacle. And it's for Ratchet and Clank, bruh. Ratchet and Clank. Oh, boy. Okay. So, I already knew that Ratchet and Clank wasn't going to sell like God of War. You know, God of War 2018. God of War Ragnarok. Or Spider-Man 1 and 2. I knew it was going to sell like that. I knew. But damn, bro, I was not expecting them to lose money on here. They didn't even break even. So I'm looking at some charts on here that was obviously leaked. And they are saying that, oh my God, bro, they lost $8 million when it came to Ratchet and Clank. They lost it. They lost $8 million. They didn't break even. They lost $8 million in profit for this game. Apparently, from what I'm reading around, they made a profit when it came to the PC port. I guess with it being from the PlayStation and the PC, they made a profit for that game. But just on PlayStation alone, bro, that's... this only confirms what I've been trying to say, bro. PlayStation is the platform for movie games, and apparently Call of Duty. Those seem to be the only ones that are selling. The movie games ain't even selling that well because Sony apparently themselves have... came out and said that, hey, these pillars that we built our brand on, again, it's coming from the leaks, these pillars, like these single player games that we built for years and built our new generation of PlayStation on, it's obviously getting old. While they are selling well, yes, they are selling well, but at the same time, they're not bringing in enough. I've been saying this for years, bro. It's not enough. I know people have to sit here and be like, oh my God, how it sold this on my, but it was everybody, it got nominated. It's not enough. I've been telling people this on the internet. Why you think PlayStation is going hard on PC nowadays? Because it's not enough. Hell, in these documents, they're saying they're going to go even further. They talking about multiplats. Like I said before, and you know what? Chaotic, if you listening to this, bro, you owe me an apology. You, Nick, what's his name? Resident Sleeper? Oh, no, what was Resident Sleeper? Why the fuck I even said it? Tactical Sleeper, that's his name. Tactical Sleeper, he an OG, by the way. Shout out to him, but he was wrong. Dead wrong, bro. I said it myself. I said PlayStation's gonna go day one when it comes to these games, bro. They're gonna go day one, and they're doing this shit, and they're planning for it. They're planning for it. It's in these documents, bro. They said it's gonna literally go full force on PC. But what did I get? What did I get at the beginning? Oh, the tears are wrong. Matter of fact, I'm gonna find that clip. I'm gonna find the clip. I'm gonna put in this podcast. Matter of fact, roll the clip.
Expand their titles to other platforms, basically. You know, non-console owners. So it's looking like my prediction was right. They're gonna keep expanding. Now, sure, they're giving us booba right now. They're getting a straight doo-doo water. But I guarantee you, I'm going to make the prediction. Spider-Man, maybe Miles Morales, throw in there a little DLC, whatever, too. It's gonna be on PC around August.
No,
I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay, I'm gonna take your word, August. So when August comes around and there ain't no fucking news on that, you need to stop.
You can never stop the predictions.
You need to stop.
You can never stop the predictions.
You need to stop.
Now, if you heard correctly, I said Spider-Man will be announced to become the PC in August. I didn't say what year. That was in 2021. Fast forward to 2022. In August, Spider-Man was announced for PC. That's right. Yeah. No more getting my flowers though. But anyway. Yeah, I was right. And again, it just seems like the tide is changing. And I knew it was going to change right when Xbox announced that it was going to buy Activision. I knew it then. But again, oh, Ted, no, you wrong. No, this is why you're wrong. I love being right, because I knew from the beginning that shit was going to change, bro. That Activision buyout was big. It's big. It's a lot of money. Not only is a lot of money being spent, but it's a lot of money going to Xbox, bro. Going to Microsoft. It's a lot of goddamn money. Like, come on, bro. And people are thinking that it's going to stay multiplats. We all knew Call of Duty was going to be multiplat. Come on now. But all these other games, Crash Bandicoot, fucking Spyro the Dragon, Doom. I said this from the beginning. It seems like Xbox wants to become a conglomerate. That's what they want. They want to become a conglomerate that you can't ignore, that you can't look away, that everywhere you look, you see Xbox. Whether it's by their games, whether it's their console, or whether it's Game Pass, it's going to be something. They're thinking a lot more wider and see the bigger picture. While PlayStation and Nintendo are doing the same exact thing they've been doing for years since the last generation, cool. But I saw this shit coming like 2 years ago. They're thinking of something bigger that's going to shake up the industry, like what PlayStation did. People want to call a monopoly on everything, but how you gonna call monopoly when PlayStation did the same thing when they got into the industry? They bought publishers. this is competition. This is business. This is business. They've been doing this for years, bro. Like, how are you guys gonna get mad now at Microsoft for what PlayStation did in the past? I'm just anyway. Yeah. This is gonna be interesting, bro. I wanna see the future of this. I wanna see the whole future of this whole lineup. And apparently, when it comes to that Spider-Man DLC and multiplayer and stuff like that, apparently there was going to be a Spider-Man online game. People were saying, like, think of it like GTA Online almost. I ain't gonna lie, that should be fucking fire. That should be fucking fire. But sadly, I heard it got canceled. I heard that whole thing, the whole idea got canceled because, I don't know, PlayStation is scared of multiplayer games. I don't know. Either way, would have been fire. I'd like to see, you know, see it being made, but I don't know. Maybe they pick it up later on. Maybe when they finally, you know, got their footing right and actually, you know, get a multiplayer game out there, hey, maybe they go back to the drawing board. But until then, wah, 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 wah. Going on with the next one. It's back to the PC PlayStation thing, bro. Or PlayStation PC. Everyone phrase it. It's going to be PC involved. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing getting through without the PC boys. You know what I'm saying? So it goes to say that PlayStation PC ports are getting easier and cheaper for PlayStation. And as per leaked documents revealed in the emails, approved process for funding if it costs under $30 million. $30 million. Because, I mean, if it's already getting easier and the cost is going way down, because the cost for Spider-Man 2, which is, this is going to be insane, is like $300 million. I think it was like $321 million, which is fucking insane. Because like, when I look at that game, I don't see anything that's worth $300 fucking million. You know, you can probably pull it off with The Last of Us Part 2. Fine, that game looks good. But what the, huh? As buggy as that game? 300. Anyway. this is crazy in my opinion, bro. It's crazy. Obviously, it says this is Spider-Man 2 and Wolverine already have PC builds. So you know what it is. And you know what? I think the reason why the Wolverine game is coming out until 2026, because it's not coming out in 2024 or 5, actually, because the leaks proved that. They actually got a little slide that shows it's going to come out 2026. I think the reason why they pushed it back 2026 and not 2025, you know, of course GTA comes out 2025. Obviously, you don't want your games to compete to the fucking mega beast of a game that's GTA 6. You know, you don't want to compete with that, but I think also because they're working on a PC port. And it's gonna be day one. That's my prediction. That's just me. I think it's gonna be a PC port that's gonna drop day one with PlayStation. And a lot of motherfuckers gonna be unhappy. They're gonna be unhappy in the bitch, bro. I swear. It's just gonna be hella funny. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna grab some popcorn. I'm gonna laugh my ass off. Because a lot of people wasn't expecting this to happen so quickly. And like I said in the beginning, I knew it was gonna happen. But like I said, it may not be this month, next month, or year, 2 years, but it's going to happen. And it's on the podcast, too. It's on the podcast, so you can't say I'm lying. Let's see. Again, I'm scrolling through a lot, guys. I bookmarked a lot of stuff on here that I thought was interesting. Apparently, this is in a document somewhere. Apparently, Insomniac really wanted to work on a Resistance 4 and a Sunset Overdrive 2. And this is my speculation. I think that they went to Sony, obviously, went to the higher ups at PlayStation or Sony, whoever they talked to, and it was like, oh, you know, hey, you know, we really think, you know, another Resistance would be fire, another Sunset Overdrive 2, but only on PlayStation be fire. And this is my opinion. I think that probably Sony heard that it wasn't going to be a movie type game, a cinematic third person over the shoulder, you know, stealth with a little bit of RPG in it. You know, they heard it wasn't that. And they was like, yeah, nah. What was that creativity and fun? What creativity doesn't bring money, motherfucker. Hell no. Nope. And denied that shit. That's what I think will happen. Cause if it's not the same formula that's going to make the money, it's more likely it's not going to happen. I mean, damn, look at almost every other game out there on the PlayStation console on there. That's not a movie type game. Ratchet and Clank, Returnal. There's also that. What was that game? All Stars Destruction All Stars. Flop. A lot of games on there that's not a movie type game flopped. Hell, even the ones that were a movie type game, that it still flopped. Days Gone, anybody? Huh? Yeah, no? Huh? Oh, okay. Just saying, it's looking like a... it's looking like PlayStation is really trying to stick to some more Marvel type of games. These like the only games that are not quote unquote cinematic, even though they technically are, but it's not the standard of their own cinematics, which is even more crazy because it leads to my next topic. From these leaks, bro. And hold on, I gotta pull up an image of this shit. Hold on, gotta pull up an image. Pull up an image of this one. Yeah, they got a they got a lot of different Marvel games in the works right now down the pipe. I can't lie, seeing some of this, it kind of got me interested, because you know there's some good ones in here and there's some okay ones in here, you know. I can't lie. We got a Venom game supposed to be coming out in 2025, and then we also got the Wolverine game 2026, Marvel Spider-Man 2028. It's Marvel Spider-Man 3, by the way, in 2028. And then you got a Marvel's X-Men in 2030. While some of this looks, you know, nice, looks cool, it's honestly, in my opinion, I don't know about this one, man. Spamming Marvel games, you know, while a few can be cool, but it just seems like they kind of spamming, like, yeah, you know. It's like watching your 8-year-old nephew play Mortal Kombat. They only know one move, and sure, they're good at that one move. I ain't gonna lie, they beat your ass with it, because you just can't seem to get out that little zone. But you know, it's not really a good technique to keep spamming Marvel games. And turning Insomniac, the studio who made a lot of different other games before Spider-Man or any other Marvel game, it's kind of just reducing them just to Marvel games. That's not really a good thing to do creatively. Where do we see more different types of new IPs? You know, something that's completely new, something we haven't seen before, a new IP that hasn't been touched or remade, or I don't know, just reactivated. We'll get some more of that. I want another Sunset Overdrive, but not obviously another Sunset Overdrive. I mean, I will see that one too, but I want to see something different, something new, something that takes a little bit more risk. I understand Sony is kind of living a little bit of that check-to-check type situation, but damn, come on. What's the point of running the business if you ain't gonna take a little bit of risk? I understand that Marvel deal is going on, you know, they have to honor it, but I see these games as they're going to do well. People are going to buy. Everybody loves Venom, right? Remember a whole 19 inches, right? Whole 19 inches of Venom. Everybody love Venom, right? He got a BBC. And then you got the Wolverine game. Everybody loves Wolverine. Everybody loves Logan. And then you got another Spider-Man game. Oh, everybody loves Spider-Man. And then you got X-Men. I mean, everybody loves X-Men. So it's like, why is it so hard to come up with a brand new, fresh IP? It's weird that I'm seeing this from Sony, and a lot of this documents that's going around, you know, across the internet. It just seems like they become so goddamn complacent. And I've always thought about this, but I wasn't too sure if it was, you know, in the right direction. But now seeing this, it looks like I was right. It seemed like they got very complacent and they thought they could just coast off of these movie type games. Obviously, people was going to buy it. Obviously, they built a fan base that loves it. They got the mind share of it, right? You don't see people out here, you know, oh yeah, I got the Xbox for Christmas. Nah, they want a PlayStation 5. You see skits out here. You see people talking about skits and, you know, oh yeah, I stole the console. Oh yeah, what console you stole, bro? Oh God, I got some Xbox. What? Why am I wanting an Xbox? You should have got a PlayStation. It's that market mindset of knowing which one is the better one, even though you don't really care. It's that market mind share. That's really what it is. They got that. They got the game. They got the audience. so they don't really have to really put out anything that's worth a creative idea. They could just coast. And I think that's what happened. They got complacent and they didn't want to compete. When that whole Activision thing came around with Microsoft, then that's when they actually got worried. That's when they started complaining. And in my opinion, that's when I think Jim Ryan got fired. But that's just me personally. That's just me. And I think this is another reason or another way they're going to be more complacent. This is just another trap for them to set up for themselves to just be able to spam Marvel games, right? Wolverine, X-Men, Venom. It's probably going to be a Carnage game in there somewhere. It's just telling me that they're getting kind of lazy. Like, this is not the Sony / PlayStation that I remember. Y'all remember back in the day when they actually had the PSP? Y'all remember back in the day when they actually used to innovate their games? Huh? When they actually used to make different games for their hand, they used to make it for the console and the handheld. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember when they used to actually have some brilliant ideas when it comes to their games, actually innovative and not just movie type games and controllers that have different types of vibrations? Like, come on, man. Like, I don't see none of that innovative no more. And from what I'm reading, I think they say they move further away from Japan. You know, they have less studios over there in Japan and they open it more over here to the West. You know, they kind of forgot about their roots, honestly. I think they should really focus on some more Japanese games that's coming this way instead of just, you know, constantly trying to do more of the Western thing. The Western is cool. You know, some of these Western IPs is cool, but we want to see a little more diversity. And what's weird nowadays is it's a mind fuck. Xbox, of all people, are moving closer and closer and closer to Japan. They have somebody that worked with PlayStation at the higher ups. Worked with PlayStation for the Japanese version of a PlayStation. And now they work over there with Xbox. She is now telling these people over in Japan, hey, you guys need to really put your games on Xbox. There's a big ecosystem over here. There's PC players. There's a lot of them people over here. You can get your game seen. I want you to understand, back in 2015, motherfuckers cannot even dare dream of some shit like that. If they can make their way over into Japan and actually sell quite well over there, that would be a complete flip from how Xbox and PlayStation has been through multiple generations. It was always PlayStation had Japan, that was their homeland, and Xbox had America. Now it's flipping. Anybody see that? Anybody find that kind of weird a little bit? No? Just me? Okay. Let's see. Talk about that. I think that's about it, bro. I'm gonna be honest. There's a lot of stuff that's still coming out to this day. It's still coming out. It just seems like there's a lot of stuff that's being leaked. Hopefully, you know, some of this stuff doesn't hurt these games' productions too bad. I expect to be, you know, hearing a delay from, you know, Insomniac about Wolverine. Maybe it's not coming out 2026. Maybe it's coming out 2027. Yeah. Who knows? I do feel bad for the victims at Insomniac for their personal information being leaked on the internet. It's definitely something that I don't wish upon anybody. But at the same time, these leaks will be talked about. Whether certain outlets and journalists and wannabe journalists don't want to talk about them, fine, that's up to you, even though you talked about the other ones, but it's still going to be talked about. So again, crazy day in gaming history, bro. This is crazy. I think it's the biggest leak, a biggest hack, honestly, to any platform out here. The biggest. Anyway, yeah, that's in this episode. I'll see y'all next time. Hopefully my co-host will be here next time. And, you know, he's feeling better. And I'll see y'all next time. Happy holidays. Peace.